Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jan, supervisor on the floor. How can I help you?
Yes, Jan. This is Lisa Frank. I have received an email telling me that all I had to do is about iPods, that they were free, and all I had to do is pay the shipping and handling, which was $1. And the guy that I talked to said that it was supposed to be in a 30-day trial. Well, the email didn't say anything about a 30-day trial. It just said a gift as free iPods, and all I had to do is pay $1 shipping and handling. That was it. And then all of a sudden my account gets charged for $59.95. I don't think so. I don't want it reimbursed. Well, then my email didn't say anything about 30-day trial.
All right, and just to make sure I have the correct account in front of me, can you please verify your shipping address?
It's my address is 7227 North Philadelphia Avenue, apartment 208, Portland, Oregon, 97203.
Thank you for that. I did locate this account. It is for the wireless mini pods. Those are the only one on AirPods with the charging, things of that nature. All righty. Now, it looks like you started these on a trial where $6.95 was paid shipping and handling. That trial did have some terms and conditions on it. It did state they'll ship you out the earpods in order to try for 14 days. Within the 14 days, if you find that the product is not working for you and you wish to discontinue the product, you will call to cancel to avoid being charged the actual price of the product of $59.95.
It didn't say that in my email. And I read the whole thing. There wasn't no 30-day trial to it.
Now, the terms and conditions were listed on the website where the order was actually placed, ma'am.
Well, I didn't authorize the $59.95 to come out of my account, and I want it put back.
All right, ma'am. Now, unfortunately, when you agree to the terms and conditions of the trial,
like I
to
told
have the, watch,
the guy, if my account didn't get refunded to $59.95, I will contact my bank about it, and they will get it back.
All right, are you saying you're going to file a dispute on the charge, ma'am?
If I have to. Because I didn't authorize $59.95.
All righty. Now, the $59.95 was authorized when you agreed to the terms and conditions of the trial where the AirPods were shipped out to you. Now, if you're going to follow
the $59.95 was not authorized to come out of my account by me.
Well, ma'am, as I explained to you, you agreed to the terms and conditions, and the terms and conditions did state, if not canceled in that time frame, that you will be charged the actual price of the product of $59.95. All righty. So as a customer courtesy, being that you did say that you will dispute the charges, I must inform you that if you file a dispute, the bank will do an investigation of our website and of the account. They will see that you have agreed to the terms and conditions. The more than likely, they won't refund any of your money. As a customer courtesy, I will go ahead and offer you a 35% refund of the charge.
You'll do what?
Offering you a 35% refund of that charge.
So what's that going to be?
35% of the $59.95. Just allow me a few moments to get those numbers. Alrighty, a 35% refund of the $59.95 will come to around $21.
From $59.95?
Yes, ma'am. It'll be a $21 refund.
I guess it's your mistake, not mine.
I'm sorry?